Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. With me today, I have my guest is Jeremy Zone Evans, and he's a public speaker and author. And we're going to be talking about What's Your Story. Welcome, Jeremy, to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Great. This is really going to be a fun topic to talk about because it's a new, to me, it's like a new language. Instead of saying, how are you? How you been? It's like, what's your story? It sounds more positive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because all of us have a story and our story is always changing. So it's always kind of cool to find out what's going on in someone's life.
Yeah, if somebody says that to me, I'll say, well, which one do you want? The long one or the short version or the latest?
Exactly.
So instead of, but yeah, that's to me that, how would you tell someone to explain that? I mean, go into detail. Well, first of all, let's go back a little bit. Tell my audience update on who you are. And I know you're a public speaker and you've written many books. So start off with that and where you're from.
Okay. So my name is, my author name and my speaking name is Jeremy Zahn. Which is my first name and my middle name, for those who are wondering. And I actually got into writing books. It's about 6 years ago now. I released my first book that's called Treat Her Right, that I followed up 2 years later with another book called She's a Part of Me. And both of those books were based on how to treat women right and why we treat women right, because I felt like there's some type of absence within the relationship dynamic in the world today of, you know, basically having our relationships be healthy and strong and successful, because it's more one-sided from the woman than it is from the man. And so I was trying to help balance that out by sharing these topics with my books. Mm-hmm. Then last year, I released my latest book called What's Your Story? Because every single one of us has a story. And within our story, we all have things we can relate to, because I don't think anyone actually goes throughout life without having some problems, some trauma, some baggage or whatever that creates the people that we are today, because we go through these experiences and we have to basically figure out that it's the choices that we make in our lives that dictate what our story is and how it's going to continue as well as end. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to today, I'm taking all of these books now and I'm using them as the foundation and the platform for my speaking, which is called Do the Little Things. And doing the little things is all based upon the choices we make to create healthy and successful relationships.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. And also to help to explain your story. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like
when someone comes up to you or you go up to them and you say, hey, what's your story for today? Or what, you know what I mean? They can give, they can talk. They can know what to say instead of spilling their guts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, give a brief introduction, or if you don't want to say anything, you know, you just do a brief story, you know, of your day and move on, you know, and it also helps too with the communication so that you can continue your story. You know what I mean? You know how you're walking the hall or something and somebody says, hey, what's your story for today? And you give a brief and then you remember, and then when you meet or see them again, and you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It's kind of like continue. You can have like a little elevator pitch, but it's your story rather than a business pitch.
Right. But can you, well, yeah, I say that, but can you still do it in a business? Like if you're doing a job interview, and the boss asks you, well, what's your story? How did you get into this business?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, because everyone has a story as far as what their experiences are, what their skill set is, how they got started. You know, maybe they were going to go into one field and it derailed and went to something else. I mean, I know for a fact that there's many people I know who went to school for one thing, ended up somewhere else, or they started at one job and that job just took them into a different avenue that they had no idea of going into. And that's kind of where my story is I never planned on doing a lot of the things that I ended up doing, but I'm just chugging along and living life to the fullest with everything that comes my way.
Well, Jeremy, tell me, just give me a journey of your story. You know, tell us something that got you where you are today.
Okay. I'm going to go back to like the introduction of my book, of What's Your Story, just a little bit to kind of give people understanding of where I'm coming from. So I start my book out by sharing the story of that I was born to a 16-year-old mother and an 18-year-old father back in the mid-70s, and that the statistics for these types of relationships aren't very, you know, positive or successful. My parents basically got married at the age of 15 and 17 because I was on the way. This was in the state of California with parental consent, obviously. And so, you know, I look at it like, what's the success of my future if I'm being born to teenage parents? What kind of knowledge are they going to share with me? What kind of basis am I going to be able to gain and grow my, you know, my life skill sets with? And so, unfortunately, my parents only lasted about 8 years, and they divorced when I was 7 years old. I also had a sister who was 2 years younger than me. So she was five, and I was seven when they divorced. And one of the things that happened when they divorced was my sister went with my mom, and I went with my dad. And so they each had one of us to look after. And in doing so, that created a whole whirlwind of different events and experiences. Like, so the next couple years, I had no contact with my mom and my sister. And I'm not sure why that occurred. I just know that it did occur. And that in, during that time also, my dad and I had moved one time. And then we also, after our move, we took a trip one summer where we drove around multiple states doing some sightseeing and whatnot. And then at the end of the trip, we ended here in Utah, where we have family. And I was told that I was going to stay a couple of weeks to visit my grandparents on my dad's side and my grandparents on my mom's side, because they both lived here. And so for the couple of weeks, I was with my grandparents on my dad's side, and then they took me down to my grandparents on my mom's side, which was down in central Utah. And not sure exactly how things played out, but I ended up getting left with my grandparents to live there with them when I started school and everything. I didn't go back home to California with my dad. And so the crazy thing is even with that experience, probably about within 6 months of being with my grandfather and his second wife, they end up getting divorced, and he was kicked out of the house. And but I was still left to live with his ex-wife. And then so many months after that, I'm not sure what the exact details were because it's all fuzzy for me, but I ended up being escorted to the Salt Lake Airport and was put on a plane and flown back to California, where I was reunited with my mom and my sister, and I basically lived with them from that point on. So that's one of those crazy things, and that, you know, started my story of my life.
Interesting. And well, tell me, you know, tell your story about how you met your sweetheart.
So the story of me meeting my wife is kind of fun. I was actually, I was already graduated from Weber State University, and I was working for my first sign shop, and I was sent to go back to Weber State to go consult with a client to do some work for them. And in doing so, I was passing through the Student Commons building where they have the pool class and the bowling class. And I happened to be passing by the bowling alley and saw a couple of my fraternity brothers. And they came out and talked to me, and they said, "Hey, you got to meet this girl. You know, she's way cool, and we've been hanging out with her and stuff." And she was in her bowling class, so they brought her out and they had me meet her, and that was that. It was just like, "Hi, nice to meet you. Maybe I'll see you again hanging out with my friends kind of thing. And that's kind of how that French introduction happened. And then later it came where we were hanging out as friends because the fraternity brothers were still doing things. They were having parties or get-togethers and whatnot, and I would go hang out with them. And she happened to be at some of those events. And so we kind of got to know each other just on a friendship level. There was no thought to pursue anything romantically with her. But down the road, I had one of my good friends was like, not a fraternity brother, just another friend I had from other school. And he was like, hey, we need to hook up and hang out. Let's go on a double date. So I had to find someone to go on a double date with. And so I was hanging out with her one night, and I as a group, and I was like, hey, my friend wants to do a double date. Do you want to go with me? And so she was like, yeah, we'll go. Well, the funny thing with that whole experience is that that day of the double date, my buddy called me and said, hey, I couldn't find a date, so I have to bail out. I can't go. And I'm like, this was your idea. And so we kind of laughed about it. So me and Mindy ended up going on the date still. Uh-huh. And we just went up to Wise Guys Comedy Club there in Ogden. Uh-huh. And Ogden, did that. Utah. And then after we got done with going to Wise Guys, I ended up taking her home. And we actually sat out in front of her house in the car. And we actually talked all night until the sun came up. And that's pretty much how it started.
Wow. And for example, if somebody wanted to use, first of all, where would they find your book? Is it out there yet?
Yeah, my Amazon? Book. So you can go to my website, jeremyzahn.com, uh-huh. and find all of my books there. Or you can go to your favorite online bookstore. It should be on any bookstore that you have access to. Uh-huh. The most common ones are obviously Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Or anything like that. So you can go out there and find any of my books on those websites.
Okay. And then how would you approach, like, if someone's doing rumors and things about you and, and then somebody approaches you and says, hey, what's your story? And do you think that's a good thing to say so they can give their side of their point across? Or?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, anytime, if there's anything that's, possibly false, uh-huh. being said about you or things going around that aren't true, you should, go and talk to the source. Or if you're trying to, find out about somebody, you need to go to the source and talk to them. And that's probably a good way to ask it. Say, hey, what's your story? This is what I'm hearing. Tell me what, your thoughts are. Because anytime there's misinformation out there, it's actually not good for anyone because it gives false information, and then it makes people believe that something else is going on than what probably truly is happening. And no one wants that because it just creates a problem.
Tell us a little bit more about the book that's inside that would help somebody to tell their story across, help them give something across.
So the main premise of the book, What Your Story, is to know what your story is, where you came from, where you're at, and where you're going. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you have to understand and realize that it doesn't matter what happened in the past, that you're moving forward, because we all have a past, we all have problems. And the thing I'd like to tell people is that our past affects us, but it doesn't define who we are. So we need to let go of the past. We need to live for today and move forward. And in doing so, we need to realize that we are the authors of our story. And by being the authors of our story, we are the ones that create the choices or make the choices in which we do things. So we each all have the ability to make choices if we're going to do something or not, be that we're going to do something positive or we're going to do something negative. And we have choices placed in front of us each and every day that we have to make a decision upon. And so those decisions are what's going to dictate how we write our stories. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole premise pretty much of the book, is understanding who you are, who you want to be, and where you want to go with being in that person.
And, you know, how long is your book? Is it like a, you know, like a, you can use it as notes and stuff and write things down?
Yeah, so the my three books are all different lengths. My first book is like 76 pages. The second book is like 132. And I believe this one is about 186 pages long. And so they're not, yeah, they're meant to, they're self-help books, and they're meant to basically, they're set up in a way where you can read it in segments, because there's chapters, obviously, but within the chapters, there's titles and topics, so you can give us, read them in small sections.
Can you give us some topics that's in your book?
Oh, you would put me on the spot, Kathy. I don't have a book in front of me, and I don't remember.
Shame. Okay, well,
the book came out a year ago, and so I haven't, you know, really been looking at it so much. You read it a lot when you're writing it. but when you haven't been, you know, writing it and working it and, you know, all that stuff, it kind of,
do you think it's,
you kind of forget about it.
Jeremy, do you think it's good to have, you know, what's your story to make it, can you make like a journal for yourself to tell your story? Like daily?
Well, of course, that's why people, you know, have journals and diaries and whatnot, mm-hmm. is that they go on and they take those memories and those stories that they've had in their life, and they put them together so that they can use that to their advantage when putting that together.
Mm-hmm. So that they can maybe more or less help them, or help them explain their story. Because, you know, like when you go out to a club or dinner with somebody, you can, you know, tell your story to that person if you want to, or help you do it in a better way that it makes sense to you and to them, so they don't judge you wrong. Is that correct?
Yeah, here. So I grabbed one of my books here so I can see if I can find some
cool
some topics in here.
How many chapters do you have?
I have, let me see, give me one second, I'll tell you. This book has 14 chapters.
Wow.
And pretty much each chapter is broken up into about four sections.
Wow, that's
so
nice.
And that's so you can, like I said, that's so you can read them and mm-hmm. just do it in sections, not having to worry about going through a whole chapter at one time.
Is there stories?
I always joke and say I wrote bathroom books. So.
Is there... You're so funny. Is there stories in there too that you can relate to?
So the first portion of the book is a highly abbreviated autobiography of my life.
Yeah.
And I do that so that you can get a better understanding of me and where I've come from, what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the book gets into talking about what we were talking about before, realizing who we are and the choices we have to make. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's like this, like I'm on chapter 12 right here. The title of the chapter is Who Are You? Mm-hmm. And the first topic is Who Are You Really? So it makes you sit, you know, and think about who you are. And then the second section is called Environment Versus Will. Mm-hmm. And that's talking about how different things affect the choices we make and how it affects us. Mm-hmm. And then we move into reality or misconception. And that one's great too, because we live in a world that's always changing. And with that change comes AI, virtual reality, social media, movies, and different things that we in video games, things that we lose our lives in. But yet at the same time, with the pull of social media and all the apps that are out there, we tend to take some of this stuff as gospel and truth when we don't even know what's true or not. It's just what people are sharing and spouting out.
Right.
And it could be false. We don't know. So.
Right. Right. Well, from what I experience, and I'm thinking you have too, the majority of my listeners, there's a lot of misinterpret on social media. As well as, unless you know the author, or, you know, been following like you and a few others out there that talk about what's your story, you know, trying to educate people. And it's also a good way too. I think your book would be helpful when, you know, in a lot of these social media, the platforms, you know, tell your story. And somebody's like, well, how do I tell my story? So your book would be more helpful to get that across on social media without being saying a bunch of words.
Yeah. Well, that's even where people do blogs or video blogs. And because they're given little segments and stories about their lives and experience they're having. And that's a real modern way of doing that right now.
Yeah. Blog people like that. Yes. And then they can answer and talk back and forth with them, their audience. Yeah. And do you do a blog?
So I have a blog that's on my website. Uh-huh. And so you can go into the website and there's a, go across the menu bars. And on the top of the menu bar is a blog section. You go in there and you can see all the topics that I've written about. And I go in spurts. So there's a whole section I did for a while, then I stopped, and then I came back and did a whole other section. I'm actually getting ready again to do some, put some more topics in there and update and create some new entries.
Hmm. When you, so where can they find your blog again?
So my blog's my website, which is jeremyzon.com. That's JeremyZon.com.
Okay. Two words and .com. Okay. And, well, that's good. That's good. Then they can also see your books and if they want to purchase directly from you and probably get them faster. But anyway, okay. This is really good. And your book's how? It's 100 and some pages. Dang.
Yeah. Give me here. It's 184 pages. I'm looking at it right now. 184.
How do you write that? I have enough problems writing in my journal, let alone.
It takes a little time. It takes a little time.
Wow. That's really, really good. And
I never wanted my books to be really big. I've always tried to keep them around somewhere around 100 pages. But even in doing so, it's you're leaving stuff out or it's hard. Like this is my biggest book that I've written. Uh-huh. But I felt that it needed to have a little more content to it because of what we were discussing.
Uh-huh. It keeps it more interesting, too. Even though you'd be surprised how fast you can go when you read a book, especially at night, you know, bed. But anyway, this is good for, to tell your story. It's good for public speaking. It's probably good for writing in your journal. It's writing, you know, something they have to do at work or school, you know, it's probably very helpful. So anyway, is there anything else in your chat, in your book? I mean, since you have 180 pages, is there anything else that we need to know that you entices to get the book?
I would say if you're struggling with thinking that you're alone or that you're different and that you're looking for someone to relate to, I think it'd be a good way to, you know, it's a good book to pick up and to read and realize that there's more people out there that are more similar than they are different. Because I've talked to a lot of people after writing this book, and so many people are like, I can totally relate to what you're sharing. Uh-huh. I've been through some of the similar things. I totally understand now. And they just know that, you know, they're not alone. They're not that different than everybody else. Because I tell people, it doesn't matter if you were born with a wooden spoon in your mouth or a silver spoon in your mouth. Uh-huh. It doesn't guarantee what your life's going to turn out to be. We know people like Oprah Winfrey, who was born with a wooden spoon in her mouth and ended up being a great woman and doing great things and making a lot of money. And then we know people that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth and they ended up losing everything to, let's say, lost it to drugs, or they lost it to bad investments, or they lost it because it was family money and they were cut off from family. Whatever it was, all it means is that we are responsible for the choices that we make, and that we have experiences along the way in our life that are good and that are bad. And it's all in how we overcome those experiences or we go through those experiences that's going to dictate how successful or how unsuccessful we are in this life. And that the crazy thing is with our life is, unless we're doing things to be good and uplifting and sharing with others, or doing great things to create accomplishments or whatnot. In so many years, we're going to be forgotten after we pass anyway. Mm-hmm. So create our story the best we can, so that our story will be passed along or saved or cherished or something, so that we're not forgotten. Mm-hmm. And so I would just suggest to people that if you're feeling like you're alone or left out, pick up the book and make some notes, make some highlights, and just realize that you can succeed and do well. I mean, we're all put in some crazy situations, and that we can overcome them and still do great things later on in life.
It'll help them write their journal, help them write their story, you know, in a journal. Yeah. And, you know, day-to-day events and things like that. Sometimes it may be the smallest little thing, but that's okay. You never know. It may help somebody along the way. And what age would you say your book should be read?
I would say that probably you could probably, obviously I'm a Gen X. I'm from the, you know, Gen X generation. So a lot of people that are Gen Xers are really going to relate to me, because I share all the stuff that happened growing up, like all the cool things in the 80s and even in the 90s and all that, as being that generation. But I think if you're a teenager in high school and above, mm-hmm. and you read through this book, you're going to get something out of it. It's not just for older people or a certain age group, but I think you still need to be, you know, in high school to really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Or have something to, yeah, it'll be a good gift for, you know, somebody in high school to, hey, this will help you write your journal or your life story.
Yeah. Well, and even my other two books, Treat Her Right and She's a Part of Me, are really good books for people in high school and college, because they're in the beginning stages of really getting into, you know, serious relationships and understanding how to build relationships. Uh-huh. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, everything we do is building relationships with either social relationships, work relationships, or intimate relationships. Uh-huh. And you're only successful in life if you understand how to build relationships. And that's back to what's your story, because it's the choices you make and how you do things to create, you know, good in your life and create success in your life.
I think it would be good too for people who do a lot of sales, you know, because you have to have a relationship with the people that you're going to sell a product to, and how to approach them and how to tell your story in relating to whatever that person you're trying to sell things to. It's all about relationships. And I used to do advertising and marketing, and with marketing, you know, and you got to get to know the customer. You know, you walk into the store and you see things that you like, and then you develop a relationship with the sales guy, and then next you know it, then you have time to sit down and sell your product. But you always have to have a story. Yeah, that would be really good.
One of the big things I like to focus on that I share with people is the five love languages. Because the five love languages can be used in so many ways within your relationships. And we even talk about it even in the business world, because if you understand someone's love language, you can actually communicate with them better if you are able to tap into that love language.
Give me an example.
Well, I mean, the five love languages are touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and gifts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So each person responds differently to them. So if you have someone who likes gifts, you can like bring them a snack, bring them a drink, mm-hmm. or something like that. You know, that's giving them a gift. Mm-hmm. If you want someone that's has touch for their love language, it could be, you know, giving them a hug, putting an arm on the shoulder, even a good firm handshake.
Right.
That's ways in the business world that you can do it. Words of affirmation. So you're acknowledging someone, you're giving them a compliment, you're uplifting them. So any positive words is going to be great for them. Quality time. For quality time, in the business world, it's a little harder, but maybe going out to lunch doing a, you know, or, you know, going and spending some time on a golf course with them, uh-huh. or anything where you're just spending time with that person, where it's about them and the business and whatnot, then it's going to be good. Uh-huh. And what's the other one? Sorry. I think we'll be talking tomorrow. Maybe we did. Anyway, those are some of the examples of which, you know, how you can incorporate love languages into the business world.
Now I know that makes sense why I knew somebody, he was a senior executive, and he always went golfing to sell his product to his customer. And they loved it because they sit there and they golf and they talk and they know more about the product and goes on from there. And they develop a really amazing relationship. And next you know, he's going on some other golf tournament, and, you know what I mean, meeting more customers and things like that. But it's the same thing. Yeah, you have to develop that. You know, I mean, I don't golf, so I have to do it a different way. But the point is, is and the same thing that I know you do too. You're into sales as well. And you just have to do it in a different way. Yeah, that's so good. And then you can tell your story because everybody wants to know your story. And even if you are selling a product or anything, even if just very briefly, you know, am I on to something here? Then you tell your story. Is that correct, Jeremy? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it always comes back to some type of story, but it's a business story, like about your product, a story about your life that it incorporates into your product or your business or whatnot. There's always... Everyone loves a story. That's why anytime you go to you go see a public speaker or you see something.
When they start out.
Religious classes. It's a story.
They always tell a story. And you're like, and that gets you in tune with what they're going to sell you at the end, you know. So I could just see you as a public speaker. I haven't heard you speak yet, but I'm sure it's around the corner. But
we're getting excited to get out there and get it going. I've done a little bit, but we're working on a new presentation right now. And once the presentation's ready, we're going to be out there sharing it as many people as we can.
Wow. But I know you went to a women's convention, a huge one in California, I think it was, and you did something there with your books and, you know.
Yeah, I was invited to come out and speak to at a women's convention about dating. Mm-hmm. And about the different aspects in which I spoke, you know, I wrote about in my first book.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Dang it, I missed that one. But anyway, I need to go. So are you going to do anything here in Salt Lake City or St. George or in Park City?
So the lady that I've partnered up with is the one who has brought me out to California to do that women's conference. She's talking about having some conferences in California as well as conferences here in Utah, and she also wants to put together some what she calls men's panels, where they put they get a group of men where you can basically have a question and answer forum in place in regards to dating and relationships. So hopefully in the future we'll have some of those coming out and being posted on the website that we can announce so people can come to those.
Cool. That's really cool. So anything else that you want to tell? Give your website out again. Go really slow because some people have something my listeners tell me. That when they give out their website, tell them to go slow so we can write it down. So
not a problem. The website, you can find my books, my blogs, and contact me for public speaking is jeremyzahn.com. JeremyZahn.com.
Perfect.
And you can contact me there through email, phone calls, text messaging, anything. You're able to access my contact information there.
And all your social media. So if you're online, they can chat with you there too.
So yeah, they can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at Jeremy Zahn.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, Jeremy, so much for coming on the show. And
thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time.
And I know you've been on before with your books, but I want to say it top on everything. And I'm going to pick up one of your books too. I'll probably go to your website and order as myself. And
that'd be great.
And take it from there because I like what's your story and I did some research on it. And I go, that's not a bad way to approach somebody. Instead of saying, how you doing? Or what's up? You know, it's what's your story? It sounds more enlightened, you know, instead of something.
The beauty is, the beauty is everyone has a story.
That's right. No matter. And it can be, you can do it short or long, you know, don't be afraid.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And for everyone listening in, the Kathy Lee Parker Show.com. The Kathy Lee Parker Show.com. You can listen to me on iHeart, TuneIn, Pandora, so many other networks out there. I'm on over 100 networks now. So you can find me, The Kathy Lee Parker Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until then,